Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
As you know, we have, in border cities all across America, we continue to struggle with the fact that the northern border has not yet been opened to our Canadian friends, neighbors, tourists. Constantly pushing for this, especially for our area, is our Congressman Higgins. He understands acutely how this has impacted the community, not just in terms of the ability for people to just have free passage across this great northern border, but even more substantially in terms of revenue and the economy. So I appreciate having the congressman back in our city to highlight this continuing problem. And so I introduce to you, of course, you all know him, Congressman Brian Higgins.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mayor Restaino and Corey Schiller and Russ Petrozzi, who you'll be hearing from as well. It's appropriate that we are inundated with the sound of a helicopter because it remains the only mode of transportation that can be used to travel from Fort Erie to Buffalo. Whereas if you're in a car and you're Fort Erie, you can't use that bridge to come over to the city of Niagara Falls. And that's one of the reasons that we are here. For the past 19 months, we have been told to follow the science, to follow the facts, to follow the data. And we are following the science, the facts, and the data. And they point to the same conclusion. And that conclusion is that the U.S. border should be open to our Canadian neighbors, of which there are 38 million people. About 40% of the population of Canada lives in the province of Ontario, which includes Fort Erie, everything north, up through and including the Greater Toronto Area. Almost 72% of the total population of Canada is fully vaccinated. Over 56% of the total population of the United States is fully vaccinated. The Canadians are doing a very good job after a slow rollout of getting their population fully vaccinated. Again, that is the major objective that we have here, both on the U.S. and Canadian side, is to get as many people vaccinated as possible to keep them from getting sick, from being hospitalized, and from potentially dying from COVID-19. This vaccine is very, very potent protection against getting seriously ill, hospitalized, or dying from COVID. It's the messenger RNA technology, which is the genetic material that tells a cell to make a protein, which is the active ingredient in the vaccine. According to U.S. Travel Association, Canada is the global leader in terms of economic impact in the United States, with nearly 21 million visitors to the United States from Canada spending nearly $21 billion in 2019. U.S. Travel reports that the U.S. economy is losing. The U.S. economy is losing $439 million a month as a result of the extended border shutdown. This makes absolutely no sense. Last week, I spoke with Jeff Zients, the Biden administration COVID-19 response coordinator. I told him how ridiculous this is and that their lack of an explanation is indicative of no logical reason why the U.S. border remains closed to our Canadian citizens. This week, I also had a phone conversation with the Canadian Member of Parliament, Randy Hoback, who serves on the House of Commons Special Committee on Economic Relationship between Canada and the United States. The existing border shutdown extension is set to expire on October 21st, and I am here with the mayor and these business leaders in Niagara Falls to urge the Biden administration to open this border, to follow the science, to follow the data, to follow the facts, as we have been admonished to do by them for the past 19 months. So we wanted to underscore the important economic factors that are being compromised here, and for no good reason. All of the science points to the same conclusion: open the U.S. border to our Canadian friends and citizens. And with that, I will introduce Corey Schuller, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the Niagara USA Chamber of Commerce. Corey?
Sir.
Thank you, Congressman. Good afternoon. My name is Corey Schuller. I'm the Executive Director of the Niagara USA Chamber of Commerce, one of Niagara County's oldest and largest chambers and one of the largest in the region. We are here today to ask the administration to lift the Canadian border crossing closure and reopen it for Canadians to be able to cross into the United States. The existing order for closure is set to expire on October 21st, 2021. We need this administration to understand the importance of reopening this border. If they fail to reopen the border, then we are asking for an explanation of what criteria were used for the continued closure. As we see the influx of people crossing our southern border, it makes no sense that we stand here today looking at to the north and seeing a continued shutdown. While we can measure the losses to the region from those prolonged border closure, there are also many that are immeasurable, such as the loss of potential business growth, the loss of binational business relationships, and the loss of potential expansion of business within the region. We must end this illogical closure before our businesses suffer irreparable damage. Thank you, and I'd like to now introduce a small business owner to follow that up, Mr. Russell Petrozzi.
My name is Russ Petrozzi. I own a small business in Niagara Falls. It's nice to go last because it's all been said. And I normally don't like to say anything, but the last press conference that I was at, Congressman Higgins said, someone gives you a microphone, at least say something. So I'll make it very brief. Small business, we need these dollars coming over from Canada, as well as the social impact of our friends and relatives that are over there. Money turns over 7-8 times. Small business is counting on those dollars. Those are restaurant dollars, those are shopping dollars, and especially coming into the holiday season, it would be detrimental to lose another season. Those dollars turn over so many times, and so people, even indirectly, that have nothing to do with Canadian shoppers or Canadian visitors, they still benefit from those dollars. So I would encourage the Biden administration to please take another look. This is really detrimental to small business in our economy here in Niagara Falls. Thank you.
Thanks, Russ. Thank you very much. Thank you. Questions? Well, people can't travel over the border, and I think you're seeing that on both sides of the border. But the bottom line is our economies are deeply integrated. 30% of people that use the Buffalo Niagara International Airport are Canadian citizens. The multiplier benefit to that is that our ability to attract low-cost carriers like Southwest and JetBlue to Buffalo is based on the added customer base that we can point to in southern Ontario. Season ticket holders for the Buffalo Bills, almost 25% are Canadian citizens. Our economies, I would argue that those businesses would be doing even better if this border were open to Canadian citizens. So there is an uptick. We're seeing economic growth that is unprecedented in the past 20 years at about 7% this year. And I think that's a sign that people are looking to get out and get back to a semblance of normalcy. But, you know, again, there's no good explanation coming from the White House as to why the U.S. border remains closed. And I would argue that those numbers would even be better if the borders were open. You have a situation where in 2019, 10.5 million people crossed the border into the United States. Now it's about 1.7 million. Obviously, that is going to have a negative impact relative to fewer Canadians coming into the United States and spending money in places like Niagara Falls, New York. Anybody
else? I would just like to add to that, especially the small business, the restaurants, small stores. If you look around, there's a lot less of them. So the pie is being split up with less people. So you're seeing an artificial impact of more business because we have lost several businesses. So the continuation of lack of business because this border is closed doesn't help. Just imagine if that border were open. So I think that's something that people have not realized. There's been a lot of closures.
What kind of business do you run? What have you heard from the customers? Like if you notice that it's obviously all American tourists?
I own a dry cleaners. So I'm one of those businesses that suffered the most because people work from home, they don't need me. So we're kind of on the trailing edge of comeback.
Well, that's what I asked the COVID-19 coordinator at the White House, because that's unacceptable. You have a situation right now where, you know, everybody has distinguished this as a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And in Canada, 36% of the entire population is fully vaccinated. In Canada, it's almost 72%. That is a stark difference. And to justify a continued closure of the northern border to our Canadian neighbors based on, you know, other issues at the southern border is unacceptable. I think that has been given relevance within the context of all this because the White House has not been forthcoming with any message about what is being done, what the new metrics are relative to the opening of the border. So we are only left to guess what the problem may be, and some have speculated that it's focusing in on other problems unrelated to the southern border. But one of the reasons why we have a Northern Border Caucus is to fight efforts to divert resources away from the northern border, generally speaking, both human resources and technology. And that's a group of both Republicans and Democrats. So we are just endeavoring to continue to highlight in the next couple of weeks because another major decision is going to be made. And we are arguing here that this economy in Buffalo and Western New York, this economy in the city of Niagara Falls cannot withstand another month of this U.S. border being closed to our Canadian citizens. 36% of the total population of Mexico is fully vaccinated. 72% of the total population in Canada is fully vaccinated, and over 56% of the total population in the United States is fully vaccinated. Yeah. Well, I can't speak for Senator Schumer or Senator Gillibrand. I know that both of them have reached out to the administration, specifically to the Department of Homeland Security Secretary and others. The bottom line is that this is not There's not a legislative fix for this. There is no, you know, statutory provision that says that the border is going to remain closed. This is an administrative decision. That decision rests exclusively with the president. I know in talking with both senators that they have been very clear with the White House, and my hope is that their voices, particularly of late, will be an influence in getting the Biden administration to make a decision on opening the border on the October 21st or sooner date.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.